because it need new batteries. So I change the batteries and everything is fine for 5 minutes and then it goes off again. And then I think, I can't be so much of a nitwit that I don't know when it's on and off. Then I look and the light's off. So apparently I don't turn it on. Or I turn it off by accident. So last Monday, we made a call in to the company that makes this. And they said, oh, that's not surprising at all. Do you remember when the government changed our television sets and stuff and took away our low band frequencies? And I said, yeah, that was a few years ago. I know my mom was still alive at that time because we had to get boxes for the television sets. And she died in 2011. So that was over 7 years ago. Okay, so fast forward to today. This band frequency is jammed by the government whenever they feel like it. So, when it goes off, it's not magic. Big Brother has come to visit. Now, I want to know the real answer. Why does the government want to block my homilies? We're going to get this thing. I have a new one. By next week, we'll have it all loaded up because I didn't know how to do it. It came in. Of course, these things happen Thursday afternoon when we're getting ready to close the office. So we'll have this fixed for next week. But I'm going to talk from over there so everybody can hear me, okay? And we can throw this thing out.
Paul speaks of a thorn in the side, and he says something very mysterious. When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. What does he mean? Does he mean that when he's pitiable and falling apart and really sick, he's strong? No. He means that he gains strength by the knowledge of his own weaknesses, his faults, his troubles, his difficulties. And I think we can all understand that because, in a certain sense, as we grow in the spiritual journey with the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize just how far off we truly are from the perfection that God calls us to. Jesus calls us and tells us, be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. And he tells us this not to make us feel bad about ourselves, but to urge us on, to stimulate us, to get us to work harder. Harder at what? Harder at understanding that we are weak and he is strong. And he intends, because of his love, to strengthen us, to help us, to make us better, to help us grow as Christians in the world so that we, one day, will be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. Paul says at the beginning of this passage, in order that I might not become too elated about myself, because of the abundance of the revelations, meaning that he saw the risen Christ, he was privileged to know things that were divine, to see things that were divine, to have those things revealed to him, that he not become arrogant and prideful, but that he hold on to his humility, the Lord allowed a thorn in the flesh, which he describes as an angel of Satan, a messenger of Satan, to beat him, to keep him from being too elated. Now, punishment is not necessarily coming from the Lord, but Paul accepts his weaknesses as a sign to tell him that he is not to be full of himself, that he is not to be full of pride, that he is not to be full of arrogance, and that, and this is the line, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. Power is made perfect in weakness. Jesus' exaltation on the cross can be seen as a moment of weakness, but it is a moment of triumph. When Jesus died on the cross, his Father vindicated him by resurrecting him so that he was seen on the third day. So, what does this have to do with us? This is a lesson from a man, Paul, who in the early church taught people about the Lord Jesus and yet suffered from some weakness. We can't speculate on what his weakness was, but we can speculate on what our own weaknesses are, what weaknesses we might have that keep us from that perfection. They should not lead us to despair, to thinking that, well, it's too late for me, I'm lost. I've met people who've told me that, and I have always said, no, no, no. The Lord is greater and stronger and bigger than any of your sins. Any of your sins can be washed away if you repent and you believe and trust in him. But you have to do something. You have to do something. And the acknowledgement of your own weaknesses, my weaknesses, your weaknesses, will help us in the end because we remain humble. We know that we didn't do it my way. That is known as the national anthem of hell. I did it my way. Although some might like that song, I certainly do. But there's truth in this. My grace is sufficient for you. So as you come week by week, day by day, to the sacraments, to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you see a transformation happening before your eyes. The bread and the wine are transformed into the body and blood of Christ. But what some people don't tend to realize is that there's another transformation going on, and that is that you and I are being transformed into the body and blood of Christ. That the Lord intends divinity for us. He intends that our humanity will be exalted with his at the end of time. And the way we shall attain that is by our humility in our weaknesses. This is a great mystery of our faith, that when we are weak, we are truly strong. Our strength is not our own. Our strength is from God. So as we come this day to the holy sacrifice, ask the Lord for more strength. Ask the Lord for more help so that you can truly believe what he says and that we all come to his eternal kingdom because, in fact, there is nothing but perfection in heaven. The imperfect does not make its way to heaven. Only the perfect will. And it's not our doing, but God's. There are only saints in heaven. The Lord tells us this. Be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect.